We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, the man who walked away with your 2017-2018 Hart Trophy. He had an outstanding year in his second year with the New Jersey Devils. That's why he won the Hart Trophy. That's why he won it, because the guy was outstanding. And that's Taylor Hall. Taylor, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
What was your reaction to it, by the way? You had a great year, you know. The team had some very good success. But when you find out you're winning this award, I mean, that's got to be an amazing moment for you as a hockey player.
Yeah, it was very cool to be there with my family and to have the New Jersey Devils brass there as well. It was a great night. It was something I'll remember for a long time. And you win a Hart Trophy. That's the ultimate, as a hockey player for the season. The next best would be the Stanley Cup, and I'm still chasing that. But it was still a great night and something I'll remember for a long time.
And, I mean, and if you think about some of the great, great players that have won that trophy, I mean, that's unbelievable. Think about that for a second. I mean, if you sit down and think about, wow, you know, look at these guys. Look at the names of some of these guys that have won this thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. To be included with that group of names and the players that have won it before, it's very humbling and something I'm very proud of. So, now it's about taking that next step as a player and hopefully improving on that. I think I've included myself in a certain group of a tier of players, and I want to stay in that. So I'm looking forward to next season.
And the first Devil to take home that trophy,
right,
too.
That's right.
Which is a great honor.
Yep.
What clicked for you this season where you were able to take that next step as a player?
I think it was a lot of things. We drafted Nico number one overall, and I got to play with him all season long. And I think that was a big reason why I was able to have success and why our line was able to have success. He's a great young player, and he's going to be a great player for years to come. So I'm happy that I get a chance to play with him. And I just think overall our team really took another step as a group. We were able to play fast and we were able to play tenacious, and that's kind of how I play as a player. So it was a perfect fit. And like I said, hopefully, I can build on my success and so can our team.
Now talking to Taylor Hall of the Devils. Now the playoffs, you made the playoffs, but a tough, a knockout, first round knockout to Tampa Bay. How about that series? I mean, let's talk about that a little bit, Taylor.
Yeah, they're a great team. I think, they had Stanley Cup aspirations, and we're a team that was, we weren't just happy to get in, but
at the same time,
we have a bright future in front of us, and our peak might be a couple years from now. So it was a learning experience. They're a great team that had skill, top to bottom, and maybe a bit more depth than us. So that's what we have to improve. It was a good learning experience to see, how can we beat these teams? How can we get better? And, mm-hmm. and what do these teams play like? Because, we played Tampa Bay in the regular season, and they were a totally different team in the playoffs. They played harder. They played faster. And, it just goes to show you that you have to take your game to the next level in the playoffs.
And that was your first experience in the postseason.
Right.
Was that the big thing you noticed, the harder and the faster play by Tampa Bay? What other differences did you notice, if any, about playoff hockey?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more physical. Any chance that you can get any time you can rub a guy out or get a hit on one of their skilled players, it all makes a difference. And I think one of the biggest things that I've kind of noticed is, even though it's a 7-game series, it's still a game of inches, and it's still the little things that really make or break a game for you. In game four, we had a chance to, if we would have just scored a couple power play goals, we would have tied up the series 2-2. We had, I think, 8 or 9 power plays and only scored once. So if we score there, who knows what the complexion of the series looks like. So definitely more physical in the playoffs, and just the momentum swings and how quickly a series can change is what I really noticed.
One thing I always notice about the Stanley Cup playoffs is that you know, anybody can win this thing. It seems like just because you had the best record means nothing. Just get into the playoffs, and you got a chance to make a big run. And who knows what could happen? Look what happened with Las Vegas. I know they had a very good regular season, but how about that, Taylor?
Yeah, I think that's what makes our game unique and really fun to watch. It's not like basketball where you can guarantee the four teams that are going to be in the conference finals or the two teams in the finals. In hockey, it's a team game. The best players in hockey are only on the ice, you know, one third, maybe one half the time. So it really is a team game, and it takes 20 guys to win a series and to win a championship. So that's why I made that comment about depth. Usually in the playoffs, it's your third and fourth liners that really, make a difference. Your skilled guys are going to play well. They've done it all season long. But when your third and fourth liners and, your bottom pairing D, when they can show up and make plays, that's a huge difference. But certainly I love watching playoff hockey, even after we got eliminated. It's so fun to watch because you don't know what's going to happen.
I have a very important question for you, all right? And I think you know the answer, all right? So you got to tell us, where the heck is John Tavares going to sign, Taylor? You have any idea? Is he staying with the Islanders?
He wants him out of the division. Are you kidding?
I work out with him every day in the summer, and he keeps his cards pretty close to his chest. I don't even think his own fiance knows, to be honest.
Really?
Wow.
But jokes aside, you'd like him to stay. I mean, it's good rivalry, good competition.
He don't want him. Why would he want him to stay?
He said he wants
him out
with
of
him.
The division.
No, Taylor.
Don't you want him out of the division, Taylor?
Yeah, no, I don't really think it matters to me. I think, the Islanders are going to be a good team regardless. They have some good structure in there now, and some really good young pieces. Matt Barzal is an amazing player.
Yep.
I've seen him play for a long time now. And I don't know. I think, he could, if he went back to the island, it wouldn't surprise me in the least. But if he went somewhere else, it wouldn't surprise me either. So
you don't have a gut feeling?
We'll see what happens.
Just because you work out with him. So you can kind of look into his eyes, get a sense. You have a gut feeling of what you think he's going to do?
No, I'm not going to give that to you guys.
All right, that's fine. Just lie to me and say he's staying. Just lie to me.
He's
a big
Islander fan, so he's very concerned about the Tavares.
Wouldn't you be?
No, I'm just saying, and you should be, but I'm just giving him, telling him the reason why. That's all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's interesting. Hopefully it shakes down in the next couple of days here. I'm interested to see as well.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, congratulations. You had a hell of
Indeed.
A year. A great year and a great honor taking home the Hart Trophy. First time a Devil was able to do it. Yep. We appreciate you coming out, man.
Yeah, Taylor, have a great summer, Taylor.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Taylor Hall, the New Jersey Devils.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.